It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you are with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the great Jesus Christ did die for man's sins. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." And notice what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And notice the writer of Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 4, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Judgment means correction, as wicked individuals do not seem to understand that they will be judged or corrected because of their sin. Notice the words of the wise man in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5. "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." And notice the words of Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Are you aware of the fact that there is a paycheck for sin? Is God calling you? Or is he drawing you to himself today? Or have you received the free gift of God as of yet?
A breath of fresh air. It's Prophecy Time.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? ItsProphecyTime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to ItsProphecyTime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. ItsProphecyTime.org.
If you want more information about this ministry, just go to our website at itsprophecytime.org. That website again is www.itsprophecytime.org. Please visit our church's website at www.bronxbbc.org. That site again is www.bronxbbc.org. Helping you in your daily walk, it's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled, USA Bible description number 2, a Western Hemisphere location, part 1. Future Babylon is a big-time Bible doctrine and teaching, and Babylon of the future is where the action is. Our number 1 USA Bible description was that it is a land, a nation, or kingdom. And go to our Google or Apple podcast, type in It's Prophecy Time, go to December the 6th of 2023, and listen to parts 1, 2, and 3. Our number 1 text on Babylon is Isaiah 13 and 14, and talking about the king of Babylon in Isaiah 14, the Bible, which is the word of the living God, says this in verse 20, "Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land, and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned." So here we see the king of Babylon, or the Antichrist, in the context of the return of Jesus Christ, being cast into the lake of fire, or he is not given a burial in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20. He has destroyed his land. The king of Babylon is the representative of his land, his nation, or his kingdom. In Habakkuk chapter 1, in the context of the return of Jesus Christ, it says this in verse 6, "For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs." A land is also spoken about in the context of the return of Jesus Christ, or certainly implied that in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. 25 times it talks about Babylon being a land. One of them, my favorite Bible verse on Bible prophecy, is Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 28. Now listen to all these prophetic bones very closely connected here. "The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion," or Jerusalem, "the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple." Here we see the land of Babylon clearly spoken about. They're going to Jerusalem. They're fleeing out for their lives from the land of Babylon. This land, they go to Zion to declare God's vengeance concerning the tribulation temple. Babylon is spoken about in Isaiah 47:5 as the Lady of Kingdoms, and in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 19, as the Glory of Kingdoms. And even though many individuals want to conceal this message, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2 says, "Declare ye among the nations, and publish," and set up a standard, "publish, conceal not, say, Babylon is taken." So here we see in Jeremiah 50 and 51 that this last of the nations is completely destroyed by these mighty expert arrows. So today we're going to be looking at the USA in Bible prophecy. Is the land of the Antichrist existing just for a very short time in human history? What are some pieces of information needed to prove that the USA is in Bible prophecy and is located in the Western Hemisphere? There are 6 pieces of information needed to prove the U.S. is certainly in Bible prophecy, placing its location in the Western Hemisphere. And piece of information number one is that Jesus Christ returns at the Battle of Armageddon to set up his kingdom immediately after the tribulation period is over. Listen to the words of Jesus Christ here in Matthew chapter 24, starting with verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So here clearly in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, we see that Jesus Christ comes back immediately after the tribulation of those days. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Piece of information number two is that Babylon is destroyed between the sixth vial judgment and the Battle of Armageddon. And so let's look at the sixth vial judgment and the seventh vial judgment at this time, simply because Babylon is going to be destroyed, as we will see here in a moment, in the seventh vial judgment. Between the sixth vial judgment and immediately after the tribulation period is over, simply because Revelation 15 talks about this fills up the wrath of God. Here's the sixth vial judgment spoken about in Revelation chapter 16, starting with verse 12, verses 12 through 16. The gathering for the Battle of Armageddon. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. So here we saw the sixth vial judgment, the gathering for the battle of Armageddon, Revelation 16, verses 12 through 16. Now let's move on to the next vial judgment, which we see Babylon being destroyed, and then it is revealed in chapter 17, 18, and the first part of verse 19. But let's go back here, Revelation 16, verses 17 through 21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city, talking about Jerusalem here, was divided into three parts. And notice this, the cities of the nations fell. And notice the wrath of God here, the object of God's wrath. And great Babylon, that adjective great Babylon, this is great Babylon, came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island, these islands are in big time trouble. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, about every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. And notice this parallel passage in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 46. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. So far we have seen piece of information number one, that Jesus Christ comes back immediately after the tribulation of those days, and that Babylon is destroyed between the sixth vial judgment and the battle of Armageddon, when he comes back to set up his kingdom. And then thirdly, our third major fact, piece of information needed for us to prove that the United States is in the Bible, placing its location in the Western Hemisphere, is that he's coming back at the Battle of Armageddon to the city of Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives, not to Washington, D.C. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 2 and 4 say this, "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south." And then going down a few verses, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, the Bible says this, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one." And skipping down a couple of other verses here, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 11 and 12 say this, "And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction." So when Jesus Christ comes back, there's going to be peace in the world and not any more of this total devastation of world civilization. "But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth." Now notice a couple of verses over in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51, where the focus is Zion. Babylon is destroyed. And here we see some implications of Zion or Jerusalem. Notice this, my favorite passage on Bible prophecy. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 28, my favorite verse on Bible prophecy. "The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare," notice this, "to declare in Zion." They're going to Jerusalem. They're fleeing Babylon. They're going to Jerusalem. "The vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple." And notice Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 35. Here's the prayer of some of these Jews that fall by the hand of the Antichrist at the midpoint. Notice what it says here. "The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitants of Zion say. And my blood," 2/3 of them are killed by the Antichrist in Zechariah chapter 13. "And my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say." And notice this verse in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 50. ye that have escaped the sword. So at the end of the tribulation period, the great tribulation period, there's this war going on for fear of the oppressing sword. Now notice this, ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Lord afar off, and let, here it is, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. So when Babylon is destroyed by these mighty expert arrows in Jeremiah 50 and 51, they are fleeing out of Babylon. They are going to Jerusalem. At least these individuals who have escaped this war. And so what are some pieces of information that prove that the United States is in the Bible today? We saw that Jesus Christ's coming takes place immediately after the tribulation period is over, that it takes place between, number two, the sixth vial judgment and the battle of Armageddon. The wrath of God falls upon Babylon. That is the object of God's wrath in the seventh vial judgment, which concludes the tribulation period. And number three, that Jesus Christ is coming back to Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, and not to Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, God willing, we're going to see that Jesus Christ returns at noon, Jerusalem time, not talking about setting any kind of date, but it's going to be noon, Jerusalem time. That Babylon is destroyed in a period of 1 hour. That's between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock Jerusalem time. And we're going to see number six, that those individuals in Babylon, this land that's located in the Western Hemisphere, are sleeping when she is taken just before the morning. That's between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, just before the morning there. We're going to see that tomorrow. And today, salvation, if you hear his voice, is today. It's always today. If you see yourself as a sinner and God is drawing you to himself at this time, bow your head in repentance. I don't know that anybody was talking about repentance the night that I got saved, but I was very sorry for my sin. I knew that I was a sinner and I was very sorry for my sin. I had godly sorrow. And so if you see yourself as a sinner, bow your head in repentance. Are you sorry for your sin? Not that you're justifying your sin. And pray something like this: Dear God, I am a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again from the dead. I accept you now as my Savior. Amen.
Right here when you need us. It's Prophecy Time.
If you just prayed this prayer, we would like to rejoice with you and encourage you in your newfound faith with Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can send you a booklet that will help you grow in the Lord.
It's Prophecy Time, a friend you can always turn to.
Would you consider visiting one of our church services? Our next scheduled Sunday morning services in the Bronx will be on Palm Sunday, March the 24th, and Easter Sunday, March the 31st, starting at 10:45 at the Bartow Mall, 2049 Bartow Avenue, room 28, lower level. Please try to visit us on one of these 2 days.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.